Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hi, this is Oscar, and we are calling from National Opinion Service. We are conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for any news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Just to be sure that we are representing everybody, may I ask your race? White, Caucasian, African-American, Hispanic, Latino?
African-American.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 election for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you will probably not vote?
Definitely.
Thank you. What is your age?
74.
Thank you. Now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are all motivated or not all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. From 0 to 10?
10.
Extremely, thank you. And will you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
More important.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
I'm sorry?
Strong Democrat.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way that Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
Approve?
Approve.
We can say somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the direction that the country is headed, in generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied. Thank you. And generally speaking, would you say that your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Staying about the same.
Okay. And thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say that are the most important issues for you or for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. The following are fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, protecting abortion rights, border security, passing common sense gun reform to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, reducing crime, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, improving K-12 public school education, combating division and racism, making college more affordable and forgiving students' debt, creating more jobs and rising wages. You can pick two of those. Or
okay, keeping guns out of the hands. People protecting Social Security and Medicare.
Okay, thank you. Let me just get a note here. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or you have never heard of that person, just let me know. Joe Biden?
100.
Elisa Slotkin?
Never heard,
okay. Mike Rogers?
Never heard.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
No. one.
Jill Stein.
Never heard.
Tim Scott.
One.
Republicans in Congress.
Zero.
Kamala Harris.
100.
Donald Trump.
Zero.
Democrats in Congress.
Say 80.
80. Hill Harper.
Never heard.
Never heard. Okay, thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were an independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, independent Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, and independent Cornel West, for whom would you vote? If you are on the side, please let me know.
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, thank you. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing? Yes, a lot. Yes, some. Only a little or nothing at all?
Yes, a lot.
Thank you. And has what you have heard or read recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
More favorable.
Thank you. And what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel more favorable towards the Biden administration?
The rise in unemployment, the control of the recently I heard about this granting the immigrants to stay in the country.
Immigrants in the country. Okay, thank you. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing? Yes, a lot. Yes, some. Only a little or nothing at all?
Yes, a lot.
And has what you heard, seen, or read recently about Donald Trump made you more or less favorable towards him? Less favorable. Okay. And what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel less favorable towards Donald Trump?
Supporting of rich donors, promising lower taxes for them if they vote for him or donate money to him, this campaign.
All right, taxes for them. Okay, thank you. Now, I would like to read you just a couple of questions more, and we are done with the survey. I appreciate your help a lot. Now, I would like to read you what some others have said that they believe that are threats to the African American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African American community right now? You may choose to: Donald Trump getting elected president again, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, stagnant wage and rising costs, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, the lack of quality education opportunities, a lack of creating economic opportunity and jobs in your community, rising crime and violence.
Okay, election Donald Trump, the rise of white supremacy.
Oh, which one?
The election of Donald Trump and the rise of white supremacy.
Okay, thank you. Now, for each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Joe Biden or Donald Trump will be better at dealing with that issue, tackling inflation and dealing with rising costs. Which one is going to be better, Biden or Trump?
Biden.
We can say much better or somewhat better.
Much better.
Growing the U.S. economy?
Joe Biden.
Much better, we can say, or somewhat?
Much better.
Fixing the immigration system?
Joe Biden.
The rise of white supremacy and nationalism?
Joe Biden.
rising crime and violence.
Joe Biden.
The Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms.
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And generally speaking, does President Biden handling of the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less favorable towards him?
I'm kind of
liberal
about that.
We can say you don't know.
I don't know.
Okay, thank you. And as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an illegal affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. And generally speaking, do you think the trial was fair or unfair?
Fair.
Thank you. We can say somewhat fair or very fair?
Very fair.
Since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporter has said that black people are more likely to vote for him because he's now more relatable to African Americans. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this statement?
I don't agree.
Totally disagree. Okay.
Totally disagree.
Thank you. How often do you receive information about the war and politics from social media? Very often? Often? Not often,
very
not
often.
At all. Very often. And from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, or other?
YouTube.
And you can pick a second one.
No, it's YouTube. I used to listen to a variety of news programs on YouTube.
Which one?
I said I listen to a variety of news programs on YouTube.
Oh, okay. Now, switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of the schooling that you have completed? 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduated, bachelor degree, or postgraduate?
Postgraduate degree.
Okay, thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Divorce.
Divorce. Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
I'm sorry?
No.
No. Thank you. Now, thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat liberal.
Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Or hardly ever or never?
Every week.
Thank you. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all or more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any or none of your neighbors are white?
Less than half.
Less than half. Thank you. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural, or you don't
urban.
Know? Urban. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States? I repeat the question, right? You said no.
Go ahead.
Oh, thank you. Were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Thank you. That was the end of the survey. I appreciate your help and your collaboration.
Thank you.
Hope you have a nice day. Thank you.